You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the 95BFM breakfast show. We've got the wonderful Savina in the studio from Big Fan. Morena, Savina, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, such a pleasure to have you in the studio to talk about a really awesome initiative that Big Fan is setting up, which is supporting bands and promoters and people kind of in their early stages of their music career to put on shows, which is something that we were just discussing off air. It's actually quite hard to learn how to do if you don't have places to practice it. So tell us a wee bit about what Big Fan is organising at the moment.
Yeah, so Big Fan Live, it's basically simple. It's using our venue for free to put on a show. So the criteria is pretty open. It's open to all ages because we're an all ages venue. It's open to citizens and residents across Aotearoa. Any genre, just go for it and just see what you want to organise. We do want tickets to be under $20 just to make accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
We just know that, because of the lack of venues here in Tamaki and I guess across Aotearoa, they're all pretty booked out. And so even if you wanted to play a show, it's pretty hard to get in and find an available date.
Totally.
Let alone the cost of putting it on. And if you've never even done it before, you don't know how many people you're going to get. Maybe it's the first time you're, playing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unknowns, and it doesn't seem very fair that they've got to fork up their hard-earned money to put on something that's kind of a bit risky, in a way.
Totally.
And it should be about them focusing on their art and their creativity, not about this side of it, and this is what we're going to do with Big Fan Live.
I think that's awesome, and I think it's really great to give particularly those younger bands as well a chance to practice, almost like where the stakes are a little bit lower, but they've got access to amazing gear, they've got access to a great space, and they can do that creative thing without stressing out about all the other stuff that eventually you learn how to do. Like, you learn how to budget for your gig, and you learn how to, okay, this is how much door take you have to, how you split the door take, how you do the merch selling and all of that stuff, which is part of the process of learning how to put on a show. That, on top of it being like your first gig ever, is actually a whole lot of stuff to put into, practice in one movement almost. And it feels like something that is right for an all ages space as well, to be sort of supporting people through that way. What are some of your, I guess highlights as a venue that you've seen with some of these younger bands and younger audiences coming through since you guys have been open now? Because is it a year and a bit? How long have you guys been open?
It's crazy. We're actually coming up to a year since we opened our doors to the public in mid-November. So
crikey. It's just around the corner. Yeah.
And it's sort of like the feedback is, I feel like you guys have been around forever. And we're like, it sort of feels like we just opened yesterday and about 10 years ago all at the same time. It's been been quite the ride.
Well, what have been some of your favourite moments across this past almost year now, particularly with those like younger crews and stuff? Because it must be exciting to see people get that opportunity to play their first gig or play, with their friends in attendance.
Oh, just the feedback that's coming through. It's crazy. We've had metal shows to hip hop to pop, just all sorts of genres, all sorts of audiences. And, bands just coming up and telling us afterwards or emailing us saying we've had the best night ever. That was the best show we've ever played. And just seeing that, it just makes all of the stress and heartache that we've experienced along the years, putting Big Fan together, just so worth it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so lovely. And it is one of those things that when you guys started, you were setting out to be a community, initiative, something that would be able to give back to, the communities of Auckland and beyond musically. This feels like a really awesome step for you guys, something that you've maybe had a goal of for a while. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's kind of, I guess, much like our studio residencies, which offer our studio space for people to use for free. This is our venue offering. So it just sort of makes a lot of sense for us. And I don't think there's something like this out there to be able to have a venue for free. So it's kind of a cool space that we're in that we are able to do that. And also thank you to the Ministry of Culture and Heritage for their funding too, helping us put it on. We've got 3 dates available for the rest of the year. They're great dates that we've saved from about middle of this year. And then we've got 15 more dates available next year. So plenty of opportunity to get amongst it.
So if there are bands or, you know, burgeoning promoters out there who are wanting to put on a show, how do they get involved? Where do they go and apply for Big Fan Live, Savina?
Yeah, so applications just opened on Monday and they'll be open till Sunday night. So bigfan.co.nz, click on Big Fan Live and there's just the form there, really simple. Just tell us about what you want to do and why you'll need this and what you want to do with it.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, Savina, to chat with us about this project. I think it's a really awesome way to support the community and I'm excited to see the great shows that get put on. The dates are Saturday, the 21st of October, 23rd of November and 16th of December. Those are the earmarked gig dates. So if that sounds like something you and your band could pull a cool show together for, you should totally apply for Big Fan Live. Thanks for coming in, Savina.
Thank you so much for having us.
Always a pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.